Okay, I just started the recording for the meeting so we can get going here. We'll call this meeting of the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District to order. The meeting was scheduled for 1 o'clock today on January 20th. And let's do a quick roll call of who we have present. And I'll do it so we can go through it quickly. We have myself, Matt Entz, District Council, and Natasha Osmus from my office. We have Michael Jensen from CLA. We have Bryce Baker, Jason Goldman, Brent Malili, Jeff Gochner, Jason Algaze. All of those board members joined us by Zoom, and we have Ryan Barker, who's joined us by phone. Appreciate everybody jumping on today. So our first couple of items are just consent items. We need to approve the minutes of the board meeting that was held on November 18th, 2022. And we need to approve or ratify any payment applications and or requisition requests made since the last meeting. I don't believe there's been any payment applications since then, since we haven't had any action yet on the project. So we just need a motion then to approve the minutes of the last board meeting held on November 18th, if I can get a motion from a member of the board.
So I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the November 18th, 2022 meeting.
Okay, and that was from Jeff Gochner, and I had somebody else. Was that Bryce?
Bryce will second that.
Okay. Let's just go through, because there is a lot of us, let's do a roll call. And it looks like we just added Tyson. Hey, Tyson, how are you?
Good. Bryce, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
My apologies.
And it looks like maybe we lost Ryan Barker, so that was perfect timing. Are you still here, Ryan?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, good. So we still have Ryan as well, so that adds another board member. So we do have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of the last meeting, and we have a second from Bryce. Let's just go through real quickly, and I'll call out your name and just give me a yay or nay. I think that's the fastest way to do this. So let's start with Bryce.
Yay.
Tyson.
Yay.
Jeff.
Yay.
Brent. Well, I think you just muted yourself, Brent. There you go. Brent, do we have a yay or nay? Well, let's keep going on to Jason Algaze.
Yay.
And Jason Oberman.
Approve.
And Ryan. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Perfect. Yay. Thanks, guys. With a large board, I know this can be a little awkward, but that may be the easiest way for us to do it. So, okay, our second item is on the agenda is a public hearing. Today, we have a required public hearing to take comment on the tentative operating and capital budget for the PID for 2023. If you recall, we approved a tentative budget back in November, and this is the public hearing that was scheduled for the members of the public to come and comment on this if they wish to. I'm going to turn the floor over to Michael Jensen for a couple of minutes just to have Michael give us an update on any changes that have been made to the tentative budget since our last meeting, and then we'll open the public hearing. So, Michael, you want to take it over?
You bet. Thanks, Matt. So three changes, board, since we met back in November. So, and they both deal with the capital projects fund. So we transferred $51,000 out of capital projects into the general fund for administrative purposes. The other one is we reduced the estimated expenditures for 22. And then we move that money into 23 so that you guys can spend it in 23. And then we added the assumptions for the last couple pages that we need to include those going forward. So really the two main changes, transfer out of the 51,000 for admin, to cover those costs, reduce the estimated expenses in 22, and increased the amount you guys can spend in 23. So that's really it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Michael. I think we just added Ross also, so we have an additional board member on as well. Welcome, Ross.
Thank you all.
We're going to go ahead and open the public hearing, but seeing no members of the public here present or online to comment, we'll close the public hearing and move on to our action items. Item D1 is to consider approval of Resolution 2022-07, which is to adopt the final budget. There's actually an error on the agenda. We referenced a previously adopted tax rate, but actually what we're doing, you can see this in the proposed resolution. We're approving the budget for 2023, and we're actually also approving the adoption of the tax rate, which is the 3.5 mils, which was authorized by the city of South Salt Lake. So procedure-wise, once this resolution is adopted, we'll take this. Michael will provide a copy to the state of Utah. We'll provide a copy to the to Salt Lake County so we can get the process going on getting that mill rate levied starting with this year. So any questions about this before we go through and take a vote on this resolution?
Do we know what work, if any, sorry, this is Bryce, but do we know what work, if any, the city anticipates incorporating into the 2023 budget year?
That's a great question. I don't know specifically the answer to that. My assumption is that the project will commence in 2023 and will potentially could be completed in 2023 as well, but I just don't have any information from the city to be able to confirm that. I know they've been, it's been taking them a lot longer than expected to get through the process of preparing for the project. They've had some turnover. But as far as the pit is concerned, we've met our commitment to issue the bonds and the funds are ready. So as soon as the city's ready to commence the project, it can get started.
Speaking on that, could we ask them actually just for every so often a schedule and spending and work update?
Yeah.
Just so exactly. Keep us in the know.
Yep. Great point, Jason. We actually have the right also in our agreements with them to have a representative of the PID present at all of the meetings that occur during the project. So they actually have an obligation to keep us updated on the progress of the project once it happens. I actually sent an email today to the city attorney just saying, hey, we haven't heard anything for a while. We wanted to just get an update on your progress. And so as soon as I have something new to share, we can send that out to all the board members.
I think we should have an update from them before every meeting we have.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. So we can take on the responsibility for asking them for that. Sorry, did someone else have a comment?
Did you go back to the listing?
They're finally starting to come down on things. If there's any improvement to the pricing. Sorry. Hello? The other thing was just if there's any improvements that they've seen. I mean, I don't know if they've locked in pricing on things, but costs, generally speaking, have come down on a lot of things by a little bit at least. It's like, you know, the implications of that on, I mean, for the PID, it would have some implications, I think. I think timing is the most important, but also if the cost comes down, just it would adjust everybody's projections on how long the PID would be outstanding for.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great to take advantage of some of that for sure. Any other comments, questions from the board? If not, I would look for a motion to approve. And this resolution is, because it's a carryover from last year, it's number 2022-07. So we just need a motion to approve the resolution.
This is Jason. I approve.
Okay, we'll take that as a motion then. Jason Oberman, thanks. Do we have a second?
Jeff seconds it.
And that was Jeff. Okay, so just as we did before, I'll go down the list here. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, we'll start with Jeff.
Aye.
Bryce.
Aye.
Brent.
Aye.
Jason Oberman.
Aye.
Jason Algaze.
Aye.
Ryan. We may have lost Ryan. Tyson.
Aye.
And Ross.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, so going on to our next item, this is actually a repeat of one that's already been approved by the board. If you recall, those of you that were in our November 18th meeting, we approved an annexation of property, 1.3 acres. And the reason we're bringing this back to the board is the state has a time limit that we have to meet when we submit an annexation or a boundary change to the Lieutenant Governor's office. They require us to do that within 30 days of when it's approved. We've had some issues because of the holidays and other things. We've had some issues getting responses back from the county surveyor's office on this annexation. So what we're doing here is, this has already been approved by the board. We're just asking you to renew that approval, and we'll redate it as of today. That will give us another 30 days to finalize it with the county and the state. So, and if anybody has any questions about that, I'm happy to answer them. But this is resolution 2022-06A. We've added the A just to distinguish it from the prior approval. Resolution approving the annexation of 1.3 acres of land.
Do we need any dialogue on this, or can I do a motion?
We take a motion.
I move that we approve resolution 2022-06A, which is an annexation of 1.3 acres approximately in the PID.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce. Do we have a second?
This is Ross. I'll second.
Thanks, Ross. Any questions? Did anyone have a question that didn't get an opportunity to ask it before we call for a vote? Okay, if not, we'll go down the list again. All in favor, Jeff?
Aye.
Bryce?
Aye.
Brent?
Aye.
Jason Oberman? I didn't hear you, Jason. Jason Oberman.
Aye.
Okay. Jason Algaze.
Aye.
Ryan. It looks like Ryan's gone, so we'll go on to Tyson.
Aye.
And Ross.
Aye.
Okay, thank you guys. That's all the business that we had scheduled today. Does anyone want to address any other items before we adjourn the meeting? If not, I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
This is Jeff. I make the motion to adjourn and take the rest of the day off.
All right. Do we have a second?
I second that.
And we'll just do this all together. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to assume there are no dissenters. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.